Hi, this is Joe Berger. I listen to Ron Amatron, Creation Light Ship Healing. We're here again tonight, and today is a wonderful Wednesday, and hopefully your weather's doing good out there, everybody. It's a little warm here, and we'll see if Carrie's on, and maybe we can talk about self-empowerment and maybe other issues that we might be dealing with here from some people. So over to you, Carrie.
Okay, well, hi, and welcome, everybody. Wednesday evening, if you do have questions, we are taking calls tonight, and it's May the 16th already, 2012, marching through the year here. Gosh. And, the self-empowerment clearing, of course, is now included in the prosperity jumpstart. So if any of you haven't done that clearing, the self-empowerment clearing, now would be a great time to get it because you get all these other wonderful clearings bundled in with it that Ron has put together for us. And there's the $50 version and the $100 version, four clearings in the $50 and seven in the $100 version. But before we jump into that or anything else, Ron, I just wanted to have you go over something once again that came up on our marathon show Monday evening. We had a question sent over to clsquestions@yahoo.com because you had, somebody had brought this up. I don't remember how it came up, but, I think somebody had just typed in a question, and they were asking if we could run a clearing using a photo of ourselves in place of our bodies, ourselves being home, and leave the house, and would the clearing still work if we had a photo? And you had said yes, and I had never heard that before and was really happy to hear it. So we had a question from Alan, and he's just wondering if you could explain more about that, and did he hear that right, he's saying.
Okay, yeah. Yeah, so if you people have a computer running, and for some reason you have to leave your house, just put the picture of you in front of the computer, and it will work for you. It's very, very nice to do it that way. And it works the same as you being there, just that you can't click the button. So as long as it's a clearing that might be maybe a lengthy one, that'll work for you very nicely. You can even watch your picture change if you have it with you, and you are out and about, and you want to just see how you're looking on your picture. You'll probably actually see it physically change with you. So, back to you, Carrie.
Okay, and I know, Ron, you and I talked a little bit about this after the show because I wasn't aware we could do this, and I was asking you, does it matter what kind of photo we use, whether we use one that we did from a digital camera and just print up on a piece of paper on our printer, or whether it's better to use one of the older style photos that have the, you know, that we used to go and get done at the photo processing place, and it has a little silver in the paper of the photo. So you remember what you said about that?
Yeah, an actual photo would possibly be better, but still, you know, a photo is a photo. The printers may not give you the exact actual picture quality, but it's still going to work. Oh, well, you may just, do that for yourself in case you just need to have a picture of you, you know, by your computer. And if you do an absentee for somebody, that could also work the same way. Oh, back to you.
Okay, and does it have to be a photo of us that's recent? I mean, could I use a photo of me when I was 5?
You could. Uh-huh, still you.
Yeah, so it doesn't matter what age we are in the photo. Okay, well, great. That's really wonderful. So I am just refreshing the boss chat here to see if we have any questions yet. So if you would like to call in, That would be wonderful. So we're on station one tonight, and the toll-free U.S. and Canada number is 888-627-6008, or you can try area code 530-413-5011. 530-413-5011. Somebody was saying about one of the clearings really helping them. Let me see if I can find where that was. Somebody was saying about the New Earth transfer. I think I've lost the entry now. I'm going back a little bit here. Where was that? Well, I guess I've... Oh, Keith, here we are. The New Earth... Oh, protection clearing. The timeline crash is helping me a lot, Ron, says Keith. So this would actually be a good one to run if you have to leave the house for hours. Say, you know, if you have a 9-to-5 type job or whatever and you're going to be gone all day, you could leave this clearing running because it is set at 600 minutes. You can adjust that if you need to. But that would be a great one to leave running all day with a photo of yourself. Right, Ron?
Oh, yes. So that'd be very good. Yeah.
Yeah. That would be wonderful. So that's good. I know several people have said that they're feeling good effects from this. I know that some people who are aware of being abducted are saying that they have less of those experiences. So I think I just heard a beep. Is somebody on the line?
Yeah. Hi. Good evening, Ronnie and Carrie and everybody. It's Liz.
Hi, Liz.
How are you guys doing?
Do you have a question for Ron tonight?
Yeah, I actually, it's more of like an observation and just wanting his input on something. Like the past week, I guess, I've been really, really, really aware of kind of how these like timelines are becoming, I don't know if they're disintegrating or if they're bleeding through or what's going on, but I just feel like I'm moving through space and I'm like leaving traces of, I don't know if they would be clones or like, kind of like when you do stop motion animation and you can sort of see like things moving frame by frame. Like that is how my vision and my like body movements have been this past week. And I'll be holding on to something like glass or a cup. Like I was in a restaurant last weekend and I noticed like I was holding the glass, but I was like, so afraid I was going to drop it, even though I knew my hand was holding it. And I felt like at one point my hand could just kind of like go right through it. Like, and I was kind of freaking out because it was like very disconcerting, to like know that you're holding onto a physical object, but yet it's not really there. So I just wondered if maybe Ron had any comments or thoughts about that. And, another strange thing that my mom mentioned to me today was, like, she's been having these memories, like, just random memories come. And I said, has this been happening, like, just today? And she said, no, it's been going on for a while, where she will suddenly remember something and then photographically recall every moment of that experience from something in, like, her childhood past, like, something to do with food or people. And she said she'll just be recalling like all these just completely random places and people and events that she hasn't really thought about in years. So just was curious as to what Ron thought about that. And, you know, just wondering if you guys had any insights on what that might be or what's happening, or does it have anything to do with the time that we're in right now?
Yeah, boy, it almost feels like what you're going through is like viewing parallel lifetimes, you know, and not knowing about it and then seeing things happening.
Mm-hmm.
I kind of feel correct.
Yeah, it definitely feels like I'm just like I'm on the timeline that I'm on, but simultaneously there are like any number of them happening all around me.
Yep. I would say that's probably pretty correct. So that's what it feels like to me, that you're having mm-hmm. some bleed through, you know, carry over from them. Anything happening with the deja vu? I'm just curious on that.
I haven't really experienced deja vu recently. A couple of weeks ago, I remember having an experience that was, like, kind of odd. Although today, that's funny that you mentioned that. Now that I think about it today, slightly I had a feeling. I was driving with my mom, and we were going over a bridge, and I was looking in, like, kind of out of the corner of my eye in the rearview mirror of the car, and it was sort of like, oh, wow, yeah, I've done this exact thing before. I've been wearing this exact same shirt, but I'm pretty sure that I haven't. So it's just a very minor one, but yeah, that's probably true. Maybe I've just been so, like, I haven't really been picking up on it because so many other weird things have been going on. But yeah, that sounds about right.
Yeah, very interesting.
But the weirdest one was where I would turn, and it was like I was, like, turning, just walking across a bridge, and I turned around, and it was like, where did the bridge go? And it was really, really strange. And then with the glass, like, I was in a restaurant, and I swore that I was going to drop it, even though I could see it. My hand was in front of me, and I could see my hand holding it. It was just the weirdest thing. I was like, what is going on?
Wow. So, very interesting. So you're having some great time
with
it. Maybe some good fun, too, huh?
Well, yeah. I mean, it's just kind of like I have this foggy feeling. So I wish it was a little more clear, or I don't know. I mean, it's I don't know if you'd call it fun, but it's interesting.
Yeah. So how do you do the finger exercise at all?
I haven't done it in a while. No, I didn't, because I was sort of, like, out in public, and I don't know, I should have done it, but...
You could kind of do it in your lap, maybe, or, you know, just at table level, if you were self-conscious about people seeing you rather than up at eye level, maybe that would work. It sounds to me like you're experiencing multiple timelines at once, maybe, where the same thing's going on each one, but maybe they're a little bit off, you know, just a...
It kind of reminded me of the other night when we had a caller, and Ron was talking about how, like, the programmer maybe, like, had a bad day or something.
Like
the ones who are recreating, like, the holograms all around us, because, like Carrie just said, it was just ever so slightly off each time. Like, I don't know, like, film, old fashioned film was at, like, 24 frames a second. So it was like I was seeing all of the film frames instead of it just being like a fluid reel. It was like each frame was like caught almost. And it was like almost exactly what I had been looking at just a couple like moments earlier, but not quite. So I actually have a question about the finger exercise. When you do that, I mean, you're holding your finger out and then bringing it towards your face, right? And like in front of your nose, or are you starting? Yeah, okay.
Yeah, just put it directly in front of you. Very, very quickly, very fast, and should pop in real quick there.
If
your index finger is pointed up, and stick it out in front of you. And then just don't think where your finger is going. Look at it and see if it's straight ahead or not.
It's kind of in the future.
Yours is in the future, Liz, you said?
Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah, so you may be jumping forward. You may be jumping forward, and, you know, you're kind of in the present, and you're jumping forward at the same time, and you're aware of both, it sounds like to me, and they're kind of intersecting each other, so you're getting this weird sensation of what you've just described. I actually had a similar experience in the bathroom when I got out of the shower about half an hour ago. The wall was shimmering, and I kept looking away and looking back at it, and it had a weird... It was almost like it was about to disintegrate, but it wasn't. It just wiggled. Almost like when you see heat rising off a very hot tarmac in the summer,
mm-hmm.
and the air shimmers. It was kind of like that. So I think I know what you're talking about. Wow, interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah.
Did you, I think you, oh no, you were just making comments on the fast chat here. I was wondering if those were questions from you about the photo and the doing the clearing with a photo. Okay. Okay. Yeah,
why don't everybody get a photo of themselves up and maybe go to one of those clearings that we have, maybe one of the free clearings, even if it's like 15 minutes. You could even probably take your driver's license if you can't find one and, you know, put up one of the clearings that's easy to get up and then run it for like 15 minutes on the timer and just see if you feel different, you know, with your license. And, but you have to have the light being up, remember. You have to have the light being active. And we'll just see what people's comments are, you know, after 15 minutes here.
Good idea.
As we, you know, we'll have basically maybe, you know, well, I got about 18 after, 16 after, so half past or so. They just, we'll see what happens. We'll, maybe we'll ask for some callers to call in and a few people to get on the fast chat. So basically, it'll probably be more like about 35 after, and we'll just see how it's going. Oh, thank you, Liz. We'll see what... you had some quite interesting stuff happening there. But, yeah, it's not like you have a lot of bleed-through going on.
Okay, cool. All right, well, thank you, guys, and I'll definitely try that with the picture thing.
Yeah, and maybe somehow when you're on another timeline, maybe you can see this that spot like two people mentioned where they looked out and they saw a hole with stars in the daytime.
Like
looking at a stars hole.
Sure, you know?
So oh, that'd be kind
wild.
Of interesting. Well, I saw the movie. It wasn't too bad. Avengers. Saw it last night.
Oh yeah, I just saw that. Yeah, it's pretty crazy.
Yeah, so they open up the whole vortex and these alien things come in.
Great.
Not really too scary. So you know, it's, you know, not much on the spear thing, but the
no.
I think the impact is at the very end when they show the different people talking about what happened. And I think they did use the term alien invasion. You know, it's like
know,
a newscast of different countries, people talking about things. You know, the last maybe 2 minutes of the program. So, very interesting.
Interesting stuff.
Yep.
All right, well, thanks for your time. And okay, guys, I'll talk to you later. Bye.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
So I think we need a little clarification on this using a photo, Ron. David is saying if we don't have the picture up because we're using the computer, is that not so good? So, yes, you do have to have light being up, and I know you said we can reduce it down to a smaller screen, Ron, if you have multiple screens up, and I think you said recently not to let it go any smaller than about an inch and a half across.
So that's so, correct, uh-huh. Yeah, you got to have the light being up. That's a must.
Yeah.
Oh,
so
yep.
Those teeny weeny bar is too small.
Yeah. The next question is, well, I did a clearing and I didn't have it up. Is it still going to work? The answer is no.
Right.
So you must have the light being up on the screen. And you know, you could do multiple clearings, possibly not too many naturally, but you do have to have the light being up for the conduit. So that is a must. Oh, back to you.
Okay, and then Marcy is wondering about the size of the photo of ourselves. Does it matter how big or small the photo of us that we might put in front of the computer to run the clearing if we're going out? Does it matter what size the picture of us is?
Well, the larger the picture of you, the more energy can be absorbed into it.
Oh, interesting. Okay. All right, so everybody go blow up and get a poster of yourself.
Yeah, that's great. Yeah, it, one of those posters like you see. Yeah, a full life size poster. In fact, you could get a couple of them.
Yeah. What will our friends think of us now? Oh, a beep. Do we have a caller?
Yeah. Hi, Carrie. Hi, Ron. I'm Larry.
Hi, Larry. How you doing?
Okay.
I have a question for Ron. Okay, great.
Ron, it seemed like I got into a deeper spiritual sense recently, and I'm wondering just how to work with other people now, because some people that I know, they're in that emotional mental, and I'm into the inner spiritual, and how can I relate to them without causing stress? Because sometimes they expect me to come out to the emotional and talk to them, and I can't. I want to maintain the spiritual and without causing stress. Is that possible?
Well, I don't know. You might sort of see the way I react to things, you know. You just want to be, you know, maybe just, you know, I don't know. It's hard to talk to people that don't have that belief system of what you're doing. But, you know, if it all depends what they're looking for. Some people need to have an emotional exchange with you, you know, or with anybody listening, you know. And if that's the case, then, you know, remember, what you're doing is you're working with programs. So let's just switch it over here. You're working with programs. So is your Windows 95 program going to work with a Windows 7? Okay? Now, their program is running perfectly fine. And then if Windows 7 came along and said, hey, you know, I got some updates here that's much better for you, and the Windows 95 program says, yeah, but I can't install these. I have no place to put this information. And then all of a sudden, you know, to get into an emotional situation with somebody because they would not understand mentally or emotionally what's going on. So I think the best thing is just to find simple ways to talk to people, and the simpler the better, and find out where they're coming from in their belief system. See, I don't have that opportunity because I just have to come out with what I'm saying, which will normally shake all the different belief systems, and people either go along with what I'm saying or they don't. So I'm not a mainstreamer. We're a regular mainstream person. You know, they can hook you up just like you're fishing for a fish, you know, and they can just go slightly off of the program 95, you know, Windows 95, and maybe go like 95.1 or something, and the two different programs will say, oh, yeah, I kind of relate to you. It's great. Perfect. But when you get into something that is very simple and yet which makes it very complicated because you have all these other programs running and you can't get back to the simplicity of the original, say, Windows program of DOS, we'll say, okay, so everything would work fine in DOS, but now that you have Windows, it won't. That's how you have to look at it when you see people, is look at it as a computer program. What's in the way to allow them to hear what you're talking about, and what implants are you going to put off? Because you don't want to put off implants. That'll make them angry. And then you may lose a friend or something. But, you know, just kind of look at it as you're playing programs, you know. Is your Mac program going to work with a Microsoft? May not. Might be barking up the wrong tree, you know, so why even try to tell somebody about something like with the light chip or even what your belief system is? You could probably explain your belief system to them. That way they can open up and listen to what you have to say, and then they're probably going to tell you what their belief system is. That might work out pretty well, and to see if there's anything in common where you can actually join in to do a handshake with them, we'll say, to make the program work. So it's like rebooting. So you have to get something where common ground is, and then from there enter into the system of what their belief system is. And you don't want to set off the implants because implants are there triggered. That's why you want to do the 2,000 Year of Darkness you know, energy before you talk to somebody. If you're going to be talking to them on a spiritual basis, at least do maybe the building that they're going to be in. If you're going to be out there talking to maybe 500 people or even 5 people. I'll do that 2,000 Year of Darkness clearing. You probably put down maybe the time, which would be the timeline that the people are going to be on when they go to that event so that you can reach them. Remember, you don't want them to have some program that's going to have them go off and not understand what you're talking about. But also you may want to just do a space clearing. Just bring in peace energy, because the peace energy might make them more receptive, too. But once you get close to those implants, And remember, they're there waiting to hear any information that's not according to a standard conventional belief system. And, you know, I just wonder how many people were ridiculed or maybe put to death because of when they found out that the world wasn't flat, you know, and everybody had that belief system. You know, what happened to the person that actually said that it was? And maybe they're some type of scientist, and then they had a say, well, yeah, I made a mistake. You know, that doesn't normally happen. People are not really willing to say, you know, I think you're right and I'm wrong. Normally they'll back up and you know, dig in their heels. So that's what I would probably say, is if you're going to talk to somebody and you're trying to be very peaceful, then you being peaceful might actually set them off because you're peaceful and maybe you're non-judgment, and they're going to be upset because you're there. And you can explain to them why you're where you are. Well, that's kind of what I would say, because remember, somebody wants to be peaceful. Everybody wants to be peaceful. How do they get there? And you can explain the mind to heart drop. So you got to use yourself as an example. And it's you can't really go out and poke them with a stick, you know, to wake them up a little bit, because a stick might cause them pain. They got to drop all their belief systems, you know, to take on another one that may not seem correct according to the implants. So does that help you, Larry?
Yes, I believe it does, Ron. Thank you for that.
Okay.
Thanks, Larry. Thanks for calling. Oh, another beep. My goodness. Do we have another caller?
Hi, Ron. This is Marcy.
Hi, Marcy.
Marcy.
You were kind enough to let me go on the recording call last night because I had sent you the money quite a while back. And anyway, after you worked on the knees, I felt so wonderful, so much better, because have trouble getting up and out of chairs and sitting down. I mean, have a lot of trouble with my knees because I need new knees, but I don't want to, you know, have surgery. And so I was really excited. And they probably need more work, but they're so much better than they were. So thank you very much. It was really incredible. It was just so wonderful getting up today and like, oh, wow, I'm not in pain, you know. So it's really nice.
Yeah, so since I really can't recall, when we worked on the knees, that was probably, I would imagine, 5 to 10 minutes of working with the cording energies that somebody corded your knees with. And so what you're saying is that within 5 to 10 minutes of getting the energetic cords taken off of you, put on by other people, or something out there in the beyond, all that, you had some relief.
Well, when my father, when I was really young, he used to tickle my knees when I was a kid. He did that quite often. So I'm wondering if that had anything to do with it. You know?
Well, yeah, very possibly. It gave a result. You see, he opened up your body. I'm not saying this is wrong, but I'll just give you another way of looking at it, okay?
Sure.
He opened up your body to have a nice experience. So right now you opened up your emotions, and you liked it, and you probably laughed a lot. And that probably opened up your heart center, which normally would happen. And also once your heart center gets opened up, then they can put in the energetic transfer, whatever they want to you, to that location in your body. That's why I tell people off and on, you know, with your telephone, if you get calls and sometimes they're a negative call, you know, you may want to put a piece of damp, I don't know if the word damp is correct or not, but like a washcloth or something, dish towel that's moist, but not wringing wet naturally.
Right.
And just place that over your speakerphone. And use your speakerphone if you have one. If you don't have a speakerphone, I highly recommend getting one. Reason is, if you have a regular handset, man, their voice is like an inch away from your ear, okay?
Right.
And you got that element bombarding you. And that can be very, very detrimental.
I have hearing issues anyway, so.
Yeah, but, you know, the energy is still coming forward. So if you can put that buffer or even put it between your ear, which you probably would be probably difficult to do, but I would use a speakerphone.
I do that, but when I'm on the phone, like with you, it's not the best phone for talking to people with a speakerphone, so then I don't do that. But the other thing I was going to ask you, the other day you said 80%, and I don't know if you meant my shoulder or if you meant 80% of the tumor was gone on my spine. I was wondering if you...
I can't remember what that is.
Doing with the spine.
I don't know.
Oh.
Remember,
so,
I'm in the moment.
I was wondering
so.
How I'd figure that out before I had that MRI, because I'm trying to get it healed before. Because you remember, I can't tell, you know, if I'm doing better or not. I don't usually feel the healing energy once in a great while, like last night. But, you know.
Have any suggestions for Terry to help her out with the knee issues? Because this one too.
Well, that's why I'm asking about the spine right now. But
yeah.
Well, I know you've been doing the body jump start, haven't you, Marcy? So.
I haven't done it lately. I've been doing the specialty clearing more.
Oh, okay. Well, maybe if you've had a gap, a break from the body jump start, you could hop on and do some of those again.
And you might even take a picture of your knees. It's just an idea. I don't know.
Well, that's a good idea.
Take a picture of your knees and leave your computer out at night. And
I could do that.
Or the energy of, you know, for the light beat into it, you know?
Okay.
That's just an idea,
How do I figure out how good I'm doing with the spine healing, trying to get rid of it? Or I don't know how long I should, you know, do that, healing on that.
A spirit thing. You have to ask your spirit where you are with that.
Oh, okay.
And you want to make sure that your spirit's in your spine. Okay?
Okay. All right.
So that's why we do spirit infusion. So you may run up, you may put clearing up for spirit infusion and, you know, indicate on the clearing that it's for your spine. Well, there's a lot of clearings that have spirit infusion on it. And
any idea
spine,
how long I should do that for?
And then maybe knees also, because you want to get your spirit in there. Remember, if your spirit's not there, you're not going to get a healing, you see.
Okay.
That's why we have spirit infusion there.
Because I did the death barcode, and I did the needles chart and different things. So
you're doing very good. You're changing a lot, Marcy.
So
I
should do the spirit infusion on the specialty clearing, correct?
Yeah. Specialty clearing is one that is put up as, you know, I would have to have another, you know, too many clearings up there to have everybody's issue. So that's why I put up the specialty one. It just kept going on and on, you know. I go, oh, man, you know. So the ones that are up there are basically probably 90% of what people have with issues. And from there, you know, the specialty one is there in case it's not listed. And then look at maybe your parents and grandparents and just see if they have anything. Or maybe you might want to...
My dad had trouble with his knees getting up and out, you know, out of chairs, and only he was in his 80s. I'm in my 50s, so that's, you know...
Well, that could be normal, but, you know, you might consider... I don't know if we have a 7-generational one up. I'm trying to get one put up. If not, that will be a generic one. But, that, you know, that'll be coming down the pike shortly if we don't have it up. But that's just a possibility for that.
That's like you pay $5 for, you know, like...
yeah, what you want to do, Marcy, is to...
I was going to work on trying to make some money to pay for all these things next month.
Well, I'd do some timeline crashes on your knees and back.
Timeline?
Yep, I did the timeline crashes, you know. Like a week of
it,
and did it all the time, you know.
I don't have a lot of
extra
moolah running laying around, so...
Well, Marcy,
go
to any of the free clearings or any in the jump start where there is spirit infusion. Set the timer for all night and put your name and then spine next to it, and then put your name and then knees next to it, and just run that a ton, because Ron is saying you need to make sure you...
Because I've got... You know, he told the story about the girl he helped with the flat feet. Well, I'm the one who needs also healing, so I need to find out how you do that. I'm supposed to have surgery for my flat feet, too. Break the bone kind of thing you were talking about.
I can't say it would ever happen to anyone else. Lady just has some special genes or something, you know, where everything seems to work right. It's very unusual. I thought it couldn't be done, but, you know, do the spirit infusion so you get spirit energy into your location of your body where there's a problem.
If that helps.
Yep, see if
Thank
that helps.
Thank you very much.
You know, remember,
just keep cranking them, Mossy, because every time you do it, a little bit more is getting fixed, even if you don't feel it. I know. I don't feel a lot of the web clearings either, but I do see the results. So,
oh,
so
well,
just
fine
keep
one
running
thing. I'm supposed to have the MRI coming up, Daniel, and I don't want to have surgery. That's the thing. All right,
no,
thank
well,
you so much.
No, you're doing great. You're doing lots of clearings. Just keep running them,
right,
and
thank you so much.
Hopefully you'll have the result you want. So thanks for calling, Mossy. Oh, my goodness, there's another beep. This is caller night. Wednesday night is caller night. Who's on the line?
Hi, my name is Charles. How are you?
Hi, Charles. Good. How are you doing?
I'm doing very good. I'm wondering if either you or Ron has psychic ability, any ability to see into the future.
Well, that's what I do, and I take away darkness, but I don't really do reading. So what's your question?
Okay. Well, my question is I'm in a bit of a quandary, and I want to know, you know, I am a gay man, and I'm looking to find a partner, and no matter where I go and what I try to do, I can't seem to find somebody, and I'm wondering if you see anyone on the horizon for me.
Yeah, I don't go into the future because the future is controlled by your natal chart, and that's darkness, okay? But your life is controlled by the darkness energies of the aliens. That's basically in a nutshell. If you haven't heard any of our programs, then you may want to listen to archives or maybe go to the Wikipedia. But the main thing is
I'm a newer listener, and I would love to hear more. I mean, I've heard just a bit tonight, and it's been fascinating, you know, just what you were saying to that last lady. And I'm looking for a goal right now in my life, a path, and I really think that listening to you guys is helping.
Okay, what you could do, I have two clearings on the website that could help you.
Mm-hmm.
Well, actually I have three, but what I recommend for everybody is the whole lifetime emotional clearing. And I could do a sample of that for you, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And what that does, it takes away, I can't say how much. I could say maybe 90%. You know, I may be kind of correct there. But it takes away the issues that you have in your life that created a storyline for you, okay? So when you look upon your life, you see situations that stand out, and those situations are what you're going to be recycling. And you don't want to always do that because it may not be beneficial for you. So the whole lifetime clearing makes you non-reactive to your past. That's the basic thing of traumas, okay? So think of a situation right now that either you're dealing with or you have and it bothers you. Let me know when you have it.
Right.
Got it now?
Oh, yeah, it's there. It's there.
It's there? Okay. You ready? It's gone.
Yeah.
It's gone right now. Now look at it again. And the upsetness, your body shaking or getting angry or sadness should be released from you. How does it feel?
Wow.
Hey, just think of another one.
You're good.
Yeah, just think of another one. This is source energy working with you. Nothing to do with mind.
Mm-hmm.
Heart energy.
Right.
So think of another one.
Right.
Got it?
Okay.
Here we
go. Yeah.
Here, that one's gone. Hey, think of another one. I'll do five for you. I'll do five more. And everybody else listening can do the same thing.
Oh, bless you. Okay.
Okay, so this is number number three. Yeah. We'll do eight total. And this is number three coming up here. You got it?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that one's gone. And we'll do number four.
Okay.
Okay, got it?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and that one's gone.
Yeah.
And number five.
Okay.
It's hard to feel your body relaxing now.
Yeah, big time.
And number five.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that one's gone. Number six.
Okay,
let me know when you have that.
Mm-hmm.
We're good.
Yeah.
Here we go. And number seven.
Wow. Okay, yes.
Okay, here we go. Number seven. Okay, that one's gone. And number 8.
Okay.
Ready?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And that one's gone.
Yeah.
Wow. Well, if you look at them, you should see it. You'll still be able to see it in Technicolor, you know, with the neon lights on it. But you're going to look at it
right.
as if, wow, this really didn't happen to me.
Right.
I experienced it, but it's like somebody else's movie. And you should feel pretty
right.
much detached from it. So what happens is, like I mentioned, is that you're running a storyline of all your negative events in your life and maybe some positive ones, but they're still in duality. So we'll talk about the negative ones. When I talk about having a positive event become neutralized, which is what it should be, then you won't draw a negative one to counteract
right.
it, remember, with the law of cause and effect. But basically, we'll just talk
right.
about the negative ones. So the negative ones are your storyline, and that's how life treated you. You got dealt a bad deck of cards in this lifetime, you know, and you got all these problems for me, and this happened to me, and that happened. Well, that's your storyline, and the emotional whole lifetime clearing can clear that. It costs $5 times your age. Do it online. Takes about 15
right.
minutes, and you're done. You know,
okay.
you may want to do it if you had a lot of traumas in your life. Then you may choose to do the clearing maybe on a weekend where you can have some time off, because the body will slow down.
Right.
I want to heal.
Okay.
That's what you're feeling right now is you're
okay.
saying, yeah, my body's relaxed.
Yeah.
And it, because it has
yeah.
blocked energy. And see, that blocked energy will, in the future and down the road, kill you. Got rid of it, and your body's
right.
now getting back into wellness. So that's what
right.
I recommend doing first. Now,
okay.
you can do it right now, and you already have that clearing. Then what I'd say, well, what you may want to do is do the self-empowerment clearing. I think we have 38 issues on there. I think it's $50 or $60 for 6 weeks, something like that. And it has
okay.
tons of issues that everybody has. Go in there and you do it.
Right.
And it takes a while to do them because you're
okay.
getting rid of stuff out of you. So this is what we call the self-empowerment
right.
clearing. And that one I put up because
okay.
some people just can't seem to get out of their own way. Maybe they've been trying for a
right.
job for a year. Nothing seems to pan out. And it's because, you know, issues are present. And then after that, you
right.
do your psychic billboard. That's $20 for the month. You can input on
okay.
that. There's 6 boxes. There's 3 sets of 2. And you input on there
right.
What you want to, how people are viewing you. You know? You can ask your friends what they think of you or something, and whatever they come up with, that's what
right.
they're reading on your billboard. You put that on there, and then you put down how you want to have that changed, you know, what you want it to be. So
right.
one will say, you know, I'm afraid of people. The next box would be, I like people. I like want to have people in my life, you see. And you do that, and you monitor it every day or two, and because it will change as you see people responding and reacting to you differently. And then you know that you changed.
Right.
So those clearings
right.
are very good. But, you know, if you're looking for a relationship.
Well, I want to thank you. I
yeah.
want to thank you so much for your help. I do have to go. I only had a brief moment here to talk with you guys, but
okay.
I am looking for companionship. I'm open to whoever. So if any of
okay.
your listeners are out there, you know, call in. And I don't know. I'm going to get started on this program right away. Thank you so much.
That's great. Yeah, it'll bring people to you that would not be normally coming to you. Because you would have
Wonderful.
Run old patterns. You don't want to repeat an old pattern.
Wonderful.
You want to get somebody new.
Well, I thank you both so much.
You're welcome.
Well, thanks for calling, Charles.
Thank you. Have a great night.
Yes,
bye.
Okay.
You too. Bye-bye. So, Ron, there are a couple of questions that have real quick answers. We've got about 10 minutes left, I think, so I'm just going to whip through those and then get to the others that are a little longer. So Cammie was just wanting, I guess, to clarify, or she's wondering, she's saying she thought that just putting our name in a clearing connects us to the energy. This was in reference to using a photo. So I just want to make sure Cammie understands that what you're saying is, yes, you still need to put your name in a clearing, but the end object of every clearing is us. So what Ron is saying is that if we can't be sitting in the room with the computer in the house when we're running a clearing, that we can put a photo of ourselves in our place, basically. So Just Tammy, I hope that is clear. And then Shannon was wondering how long the deluxe package of the Prosperity Jumpstart runs for, and that's for 3 months. The $50 is 1 month, and the $100 is 3 months. And let me see, was there anything else that was real quick? Marcy was wondering if putting our names on a Facebook page can still cord us. I guess maybe if we don't have our picture but our name. So, Ron, I'm assuming the answer to that is yes. Is that correct?
Yeah, well, that's, yeah, of course.
Yeah.
That's
well, I wanted to hear it from you.
That's your natal chart. That's how they get you with your name.
Right.
So, remember, just an extension of that.
Right, right.
So, you know, I won't say that Facebook is doing that, though. I'm just saying that,
what
if you put your name out on a piece of paper and you made a 1,000 copies and stuck it up in all the different laundromats and bulletin boards in your town, Marcy? People would cord you? Doing it much more on the computer. So, yeah, people are going to read it. Once they read it, they're corded to you. Oh, hello.
Okay. So, I'm just looking to see if there are any, if any of you have... I know some people said they were putting the photo up to run a clearing during the show. So type in if you have felt any different effects. And I think we have another caller. Is somebody on the line?
Yeah, how are you?
Hi.
Hello?
Hi there. Can you hear
me? How are you?
I can hear you.
Yeah, can you hear me okay?
Yes, I can hear you great.
Okay, hi. My name is George. Listen, hi, Ron. Hi, how are you doing?
Very well. So what's your question?
My question, well, I was just listening to the other caller you had there, Charles, on the air. Said he was looking for some companionship. You know, I myself as well am looking for companionship. I don't know if this is kosher to do if you do it, but, I mean, do you give out numbers? Could I have his number?
Well, I don't do that, and I don't have his number, no. So, you know,
okay, because I was curious to see, I mean,
that person, okay?
All right, and on we move here. Marie R. Ron is asking if you could do a little healing on her wrist.
Okay, here we go.
I broke her wrist a few weeks ago.
Timeline crash on it.
Okay.
Here we go. So, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, a lot of energy there, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. More timelines. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. and one, that's getting better. Two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, 9 and 10. Okay. Wow. So, let's do something with cartilage. Here we go. Anybody have any cartilage problems? So, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, here we go. That feels better. Okay, back to you, Carrie.
Okay. Thank you. Hopefully that helped you, Marie. And Kathy was writing a couple of pages ago on the fast chat that she does lots of timeline crashes for her painful knees, and that's really helped. So that's back to that, you know, putting situations in there and timeline crashing stuff. And probably we're on, when we have these physical problems, we're probably on tons and tons of timelines with the same problem. So that's a good thing to do. Pauline, a new subject here, is asking, will the media clearing help with cases of images on websites or on Facebook?
Well, yeah, website, yeah, well, anything on the Internet, yes, uh-huh.
Okay.
That helps you out on that. And then also you have the timeline crashes for situations like that also. So they're all pretty good.
Okay. And then back to the issue of... few people have typed in stuff about courting to our names. And Marcy is wondering, what if you make up a fake name? Like, what if I went on the fast chat as Robert? Would it still court me, or would it not court me because I'm using a different name?
Oh, that's a good one.
How would that work?
I think that it would probably court the name. It could go back to you, though, somewhat, but
I would think it would a little bit.
Yeah, a little bit. Not like it would be before. You know, I wouldn't get too much worried about stuff like that, because you could, you know, I don't want to get you all paranoid, you know, because the ultimate cure, okay, for all this is to go live in a cave and not talk to people, okay? So,
yeah.
So if you don't want to do that, then, you know, everything that you can do to help yourself not to get out there too far would be beneficial for you. So we could probably leave it at that. Because,
well, we have the courting clearing, so I guess we could put Robert in when we do Kerry's courting clearing. I could write in Kerry as Robert, and it would take him off.
Uh-huh.
So at least we do have these tools, even though we get ourselves in a real pickle. We have the D-Pickler on the website.
D-Pickler, yeah. That's good.
So what time do we have? I've got 50, I don't know. See, now my computer's got the wrong time again. I have 55 on one computer and 53 on another. Do you know what the right time is, Ron?
Yeah, I got 5:03, so we got a couple of minutes here.
Okay, so Cheryl has a question, interesting question. Do belief systems need an energy to feed on?
Yeah. That's how they're created. Everything that has a belief system may not necessarily feed on you, but if you're connected to it, it will. So when you pray, you become prey. When you connect to something, then that's connecting to you also. So that's the way to look at. I just got this kind of buzzword here thing that I was... I was kind of checking out for buzzwords here. It says, protect yourself from hidden threats. How do you protect yourself from hidden threats? So that's kind of what you're talking about here. And the hidden threats are things outside of yourself, things that are lurking in the dark, that go thump in the night. Remember, you might hear footsteps on your roof, but nobody's around, or, you know, you feel energy in a room. Well, these are all things that are from the beyondo, and or these are energies that somebody has perpetrated and put on you. Well, you know, it could be a Exodus spell curse clearing could maybe, you know, help you out. yeah, you know, whatever you do, once you're out there and you are connected, just going to school is going to give you stuff. Okay, so, well, I would say first to get disconnected from people and your things which connect them to you is the emotional whole lifetime clearing. That's the main one. So you want to get rid of your history, your storyline. And by getting rid of your storyline, then all of a sudden find new people into your life with a new storyline, but it might be more positive. Well, so you have to kind of notice who you hang out with. You know, if you don't hang out with anybody, then you're probably pretty safe. Now, if you hang out with a lot and you go to a lot of different group meetings and stuff like that, each one of those person probably has you courted. And what I find out when I talk to people more and more, the people that have been with us for maybe, maybe over a year or so, they sort of like kind of drop out of society a little bit because they don't want to be connected to all these people. And they feel much better afterwards. So back to you, Carrie. I got 56 here, so.
Yeah, I've got 55 and 57.
So our next CBS program is on Friday and Saturday at Station 2. And then from there, we have other programs happening. There's one tomorrow night. You can go to the website and check that out on the upper right side. We go to the Light Ship, Saturday night live on the Light Ship, Station 2, and same time as these programs here. So, on BBS.
And your Thursday call, too.
Now we got a Thursday call. Yeah, that's the big one. That's where we get rid of those different bodies that like to be with you. The artificial intelligent bodies that connect to you through your emotions. Owning call to get rid of the replicas of you and maybe even animals and pets. We do that sometimes and flowers. Remember, they attach to you because you have emotions. They have to create something with the emotional energy. That's why we have timeline crashing to help you out, too. So tomorrow night's the big one. So we'll see you later, everybody. Thank you, Carrie.
Thank you, Ron. Thanks for the clearings, and thanks to all the callers and everyone else for your questions, and we will see you on Friday. Night-night.
Night.